Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Yes, and we are back for another Winning Wednesday here on Revive. It's your girl, POC. What's up, what's up, what's up with you guys out there? Make sure you guys spread the word, spread the message right now. We are live on Revive. Timeforanawakening.com/Revive. Once again, that's timeforanawakening.com/Revive. Or you can go directly to TuneIn and just download the app or to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. You hear Meet Your Girl, POC, every Winning Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. But guess what, you guys? We just added another show to the platform, man. We got another day for you guys. You can hear Revive now live on Daily Grind Radio from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. each and every Monday. I got to come up with something catchy for Mondays. You got to be, you know what I mean? Not no motivation Monday. I think everybody already tapped into that. We got to get something fancy like a, I don't know. So I got to think on that one. I definitely got to think on that. But we got to get something fancy for those Mondays. But make sure you guys stay tuned to Revive live on Daily Grind Radio every Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's gonna be Meet Your Girl POC. We got Tyler Avenia. Well, what the fuck? Yes, she's gonna definitely be coming on every Monday on Daily Grind Radio. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Follow the timeline on both Facebook and Twitter at Revive_POC so you can get that link. Click that link or directly just go to TuneIn and just search Daily Grind Radio every Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and you'll hear your girl POC each and every Monday, man. Last Monday we had a great conversation party on Daily Grind Radio. The Monday that just passed, we had a great, it was Labor Day Monday too. So I hope you guys was out there listening at the cookouts and everything that you was doing, celebrating that holiday for you guys. But yes, on Monday on Daily Grind Radio, we had a conversation party. We tapped into all kinds of subjects for you guys. We wanted to, you know, you guys to hear a little piece of us, you know, where we are at, and you know, how we're thinking and things of that nature. Yo, True, how was that conversation party for you?
The conversation party was truly amazing, and it was fun. It was so much fun, and I think that we need to have more conversation parties. What do you think? And shout out to Tyler Avenia. What the fact was so dope. She brought so many different facts that I didn't even know. That fact about the projects and how they're systematically placed and the people that they place into the projects, it was amazing. So, guys, you do not want to miss Revive on Daily Grind Radio every Monday because Tyler will definitely be bringing What the Fact.
I'm excited for that one. Definitely. I'm really excited for that because I think that's another, you know, way of us breaking down the door. That's another way for us, you know, to get a seat at the table. So I'm really excited for this Monday episode of Revive on Daily Grind Radio. Make sure you guys tune in once again and shout out to Daily Grind Radio for offering that, you know, platform for us to go on there and keep it going because we got to keep Revive alive each and every time we get on these airwaves. And thank you guys always for the support. Definitely make sure you guys are following us on both Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you guys are retweeting and reposting because we are live tweeting and posting every time we get in the airways. So make sure you guys, you know, follow the timeline. And shout out to Harmony the Goddess for putting that newsletter for us each and every month. So make sure you guys go subscribe to that newsletter. If you go to timeforanawakening.com/revive, you'll be able to scroll a little bit down under where that big blue button where you click to listen to me each and every Wednesday, Sunday, and Monday. Hey, make sure you guys go click that subscribe button. Make sure you guys do that because Harmony puts in that work for it to come out each and every month. And it's going to be dropping this week. Right, Harmony is going to be dropping this week, man. Don't leave the people out. They got to come get this information. Stay in the loop with us, you guys. And also tonight, this Winning Wednesday, we got Tab Money with Tab Money Habits coming on Revive tonight. I'm extremely excited to be listening to Tab. Tab got that financial advice that we all need in our life, man. I hope y'all out there doing your homework. True, how you did your homework? Tab going to ask. You know she going to ask.
I was just a terrible student. I'm going to leave it at that. But I'm a forever learner. But I gotta catch up on some homework. I think the dog ate it, and I don't even have a dog.
Ain't nobody got time for that, man. You're supposed to be out here doing your homework so you can also be a part of this, you know, this lesson plan that Tabs map out for us each and every second and fourth Wednesday of the month, man. Come on. How you not gonna be doing your homework? We asking them out there to do theirs, and you can't even bring your homework to the table today.
I was traveling, but that's no excuse, though. That's no excuse. I was out of town, so I let loose. I let my hair down, but I'm back and I'm ready to work. I'm ready to work. Did you do your homework, POC?
I did my homework. She's my sister, so she stayed on top of me. Definitely. So I definitely did my homework. Tonight, she's going to be reading off of some Boyce Watkins flashcards. So I know tonight's lesson is going to be great because I love me some Boyce Watkins, man. If you follow him on Twitter, he drops dimes and gems every time. If you follow him on any social network, if you actually watch his YouTube page, he gives out information for free. He gives the kind of information that he gives out for free is like, whoa, why did I go to college? I could just go to YouTube and get all this information, the same information that he's putting out each and every day. So definitely shout out to Boyce Watkins, Dr. Boyce Watkins. So definitely stay tuned to Tab Money with Tab Money Habits tonight on Revive. Should be coming on tonight around 8:35. So make sure you guys stay tuned. We also have a weekly thrill guest that's coming on as well. Her name is Helen DeFuchsia. I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. Her name is Helen. Shout out to Helen with Rap and Sip. She's going to be coming on and helping us, you know, learn how to rap at the same time. We can get, you know, our little libation on at the same time. So I'm really excited about that. Her event is coming up September 24th in the beautiful city of Philadelphia. So if you're from Philadelphia, make sure you guys stay tuned so you can grab these tickets if they're not already sold out, because I heard they were moving fast. So definitely make sure you guys stay tuned for Helen. She's coming on with Rap and Sip. She's going to teach us how we can rap and then also have fun while we're learning how to rap, you know, especially as ladies, you know, without our natural style. You know, natural is the thing nowadays. Everyone is going natural. So if you have natural hair and you want to learn how to wrap your hair in a perfect way, you know, and not even a perfect way, just your way, you know, your type of wrap, definitely make sure you stay tuned, because she'll be coming on tonight as well. And then we also have the product, man, the Unstuck. We got Unstuck coming on Revive tonight. I'm really excited because he's from the hometown and I love what he's doing, his mission, his movement, you know, everything that he has put out so far is just something that I can completely gravitate to. And I know every entrepreneur out there can gravitate to everything that he's putting out there, because he's pushing people in the right direction and helping them to follow their dreams and, you know, just execute over excuses every day. He's a motivational speaker. In my book, he's a motivational speaker, and everything that he says, I'm like, yo, he's talking directly to me. He's talking directly to me. So shout out to the product, man, for coming on Revive. I appreciate the support. Once again, DMV stand up. We're definitely about to make some noise on Revive tonight. I'm extremely to be talking with the home team. Extremely excited to be talking with the home team. But I do want to talk a little bit about this weather that we're having. Man, we were talking about that earlier here on Revive. Yo, this weather is getting out of control. We just had Hurricane Harvey down there in Houston. Now we got Hurricane Irma, and like we're in the East Coast. Where is it at? I'm sorry, not in the East Coast. In the Caribbeans. I'm sorry, I don't know why I said the East Coast. In the Caribbeans, and that is taking over. Even Florida was getting you know, alerts and things of that nature, warning that, you know, hurricanes and whatnot was coming their way. Yo, Chirar, you know a little bit more about Irma. What did you read up on it?
I read that it's really affecting Puerto Rico. And my thoughts and my prayers just go out to the people of Puerto Rico and just the Caribbean. Like, everybody seems like they're about to get hit hard. And I saw a post about it, and somebody posted and they said that the world is really, like, Earth is really taking her power back. And we think that climate change isn't real, and people still think that the earth is flat, and that's really not the case. Climate change is real, and the simple fact that we're living through it. And if people don't think that we have to wake up and really educate ourselves and just evacuate when they tell you to evacuate, like, your safety is the most important thing. Sure, you can be resilient and ride out the storm, but at the end of the day, you never know. Hurricane Irma is a category five hurricane. You guys, you have to get up and you have to move, because your safety is important. Ooh. Do not go out and look at the cars that you're losing, because at the end of the day, a car is replaceable. A piece of your house is replaceable, but that's what insurance is for. So my thoughts and my prayers and all my positive vibes and information go to the people that in Houston, and just go to everyone out there that is facing natural disasters.
It is definitely crazy. It is really, really crazy. But we do have a caller on the line, so I do want to get to this caller to see if they have... Oh, we lost that caller. Okay. So, but I agree with you with what you were saying about hurricane, like, you know, just the natural disasters in general. But my thing is that, you know, we have to do preventions, though. Like I was saying last week on Wednesday, it's all about the preventions. I think we wait until the disaster happens and then we try to fix it, you know, but if we just fix it from the very beginning, if we already know that, you know, this part of the country is below sea level, why not do what we have to do to prevent it? You know, build those walls, put those sand blocks up, whatever you have to do to make sure that, you know, we can protect the citizens in their homes. Because at the end of the day, they're paying taxes. So where are their taxes going that's not helping them to prevent natural disasters, knowing, you know, the location and the area that they're in? Because if you do your research, it tells you that these things are possibilities that they can happen. So why not do everything as you can as a mayor, as a senator, as a governor, wherever you may be, or whatever office that you hold, to protect your citizens the right way, especially from natural disasters, you know, because these are things that people can't come by. And I know how you said they're replaceable, but at the end of the day, some things are not replaceable and they can't come as quick and easy as, you know, as it will be once you get out of a natural disaster, because you have to build from the bottom up, you know. So a car and a house will probably be one of a few, you know, things that's to the last, and you just trying to get shelter and water, or, you know, something to eat, or a place for your kids to dry off at this point. So it's so many different things that you have to actually worry about when it comes to a natural disaster. And that's bigger than, you know, us, you know, standing here saying this is the problem. But I think if we know the problem, where's the solutions? And the solutions is the prevention up front. If you know that this can happen, why not prevent it up front? Definitely. So we do want to get to our next guest, but before we get to our first guest here in Revive, I do want to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Once again, make sure you guys follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We are live tweeting every time we get on the airwaves. So make sure you guys are live. Make sure you guys are following us on Facebook and Twitter at Revive_POC. Up next, we do have Helen with Rap and Sip, man. Make sure you guys stay tuned. You know what time it is. It's Meet Your Girl POC.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if disaster strikes without warning? What if the life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today, learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
What's he doing? Why, it's an old superstition. Kissing a donkey relieves a toothache.
Ew.
Well, how about this one? For aching teeth, run 3 times around the church without thinking of a fox. Sounds silly? Well, that's what people used to believe. Luckily today, they don't lean on fallacies about dental health. Instead, they've learned the facts. Where some folks used to think of going to a dentist only when they had a toothache, Today, they go for regularly scheduled examinations because they know their dentist is a specialist, concerned not only with teeth, but with bone structure, muscles, soft tissues. He can prevent or treat problems which start in the mouth and may affect the entire body. Yes, fallacies about dental health have given way to facts, and it's a good thing for you and your family, because a healthy mouth means a happier life.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. Yes, yes, it's me, your girl POC, back on Revive. Make sure you guys spread the word, spread the message right now that we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive, or you can go directly to tune in. You can either download the app or go to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. And you hit me, your girl POC, live every winning Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And make sure you guys follow us on the timeline at Revive_POC on both Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You guys, I forgot to mention the Instagram. We got to IG, man. I was so skeptical. I ain't gonna lie, I was real skeptical about the Instagram because I'm like, yo, I don't want everybody, you know what I'm saying, all in our business, doing whatever we trying to do. But at the end of the day, we got to get the people what they want to, you know, if the people want that, we got to give them what they want. So I'm definitely with it. So now you can definitely follow Revive at Revive_POC on all social networks, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And our Instagram be popping. Shout out to Tali Venia for holding down the Instagram. So make sure you guys stay tuned to Revive on social media, you guys, because we got a lot of information we're gonna drop for you guys. But we do have our first guest coming up on the Revive platform. Yo, Chura, who we got coming up on the Revive platform today?
On the Revive platform, we have Helen DeFersia. Helen is 27 years old and lives in the city of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, PA. She is the founder and creator of Rap and Sip. Rap and Sip is a movement. It teaches the women the history behind head wraps, turbans, as well as rap styles. Rap and Sip will be holding their second event on September 24th, which is actually sold out. The reason why Helen created Rap and Sip is because of the power she feels when she is personally wearing her crown wrap. Welcome, Helen DeFrisha, to the Revive platform.
Hey, Helen, how are you doing today?
Hello.
How are you doing today? How are you? You're live on Revive. How are you feeling?
Hey, sorry, my phone. I'm like in the woods and y'all know how Sprint it is, but it was breaking up. How y'all doing?
How are you doing today?
Can y'all hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. You're now live on Revive. Can you go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself and how you actually got started with Rap and Sip?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, my name is Helen. I'm the creator and founder of Rap and Sip. What Rap and Sip is basically, think of it as a painting with a twist for her raps. So it's a woman gathered around. I provide the mirrors. I provide the head wraps for you guys to practice on. I also sell head wraps as bottomless mimosas as well as brunch. And I thought about this event, and it's just like my black business, I guess. Sorry, guys. Because I love wrapping my hair and just the energy that it brings forth. So I started wrapping my hair about 2 years ago when I went to Barbados. And I did it because I didn't really have anything to do with my hair. And because of the humidity and the heat that was in Barbados, I didn't really want to leave my hair out. And I am natural. I've been natural for 3 years. So I was kind of like Googling other ways to, you know, wear my hair. And I stumbled across head wraps. So I taught myself. I wore it. And then just wearing it around the island, I just noticed the energy that it attracted and the feminine energy. And just the, like, the vibe that it brought towards me. So just moving forward, I was like, yo, this would be really dope if I taught different women how to wrap their hair. And not only that, what comes with that is anything that you do in life, you have to know the history. So My main thing is just teaching the history behind it. It might be stylish. It might be dope for you to wear your head wrap and, you know, just explain to people what it is. But you have to explain to people where it comes from. So that was the whole idea behind Wrap and Sip. It's a dope event.
I believe it is a dope event. I was about to say, I believe it is dope today. Because I just got informed that it was sold out. I didn't even know it was sold out because I was trying to come. I definitely didn't know it was sold out. How you sell out so fast? It was booming like that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm blessed enough to have, you know, social media and friends who are, like, very supportive. So they've been, like, helping me sell out. And it's not really that big. My last event, I had 31 women, I believe. And this time I have 42. I actually had to open it up because so many people were asking me. Thankfully, and I'm, like, really blessed and I'm excited. It sold out within, like, a week, less than a week. So I see that people are really excited because it's something different that's, like, you know, being brought to the city.
And that's why I was excited. That's definitely why I was excited for you. I was like, yo, this is unique. This is something different. And you even put a twist on it. You know what I mean? So that made people even want to go even more just to see, you know, who was going to be there. I think that's exciting, too, just to see who's actually going to, you know, come to the event. I think that's huge. So how many events have you done so far?
So this will be my second event. I'm launching out. Well, I just did like a brochure. If you guys follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, it's Wrap and Sip at Wrap and Sip, WRAP, the letter N, Sip, SIP. So I just launched out a brochure for like personal parties, private parties. So if you're having a birthday party and you want to do something different, you don't really want to turn up, you don't really want to go to the movies, whatever the case may be, I like will travel to you and I'll bring everything that you need. And you get to keep a head wrap of your choice as well. So if anybody isn't able to, you know, they weren't able to buy a ticket this time around, you're able to gather some of your girlfriends and have an in-home party for yourself.
Awesome.
It'll be more intimate. Yeah, so it'll be more intimate and you know, you get to interact with me like more.
That's a great idea. That's a great entity to add to what you're already doing because it makes them more comfortable to be able to have their natural hair out and actually learn, you know, how to do wraps. Because some women are not comfortable with their natural hair. They're now getting, you know, to the comfortability of saying, you know, this is what I want to do, but they're not all the way there yet. So how do you get women in
right,
the room with
right.
you comfortable?
And that's kind of like where I started. I was always like, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that was the question. How did you start to get the women in the room comfortable enough to be around other women as they were, you know, in their natural state?
So basically, I just started advertising. I really started off on Facebook. Like, I just advertised it. I brought the idea to people. And my one of my close friends who lives in Baltimore, she does all my flyers. She did, like, a really dope She did a really dope flyer, so that's what attracted people. And a lot of the times, like, I wear my hair wrap all the time. Like, all the time, if my hair isn't braided, it's in wraps, you know? So most of the people, my first event was people that I knew. And it just kind of went, like, word of mouth. People started advertising for me. And that's how, like, you know, a lot of successful things really happen is word of mouth. Like, people see your product for what it is and start, like, basically promoting for you.
I'm with it, definitely. But I'm saying, like, how do you get the women in the room? Like, once you get them in the room, how do you make them comfortable around each other, you know, to go through this process of learning how to wrap and having their natural hair out around other women?
So I demonstrate on myself. I, like, take them step by step. My first event, I did five hair wraps styles. And I walk, like, you know, they have their own hair wraps. I provided each and every woman that was in the room their own hair wraps to practice on. They had a mirror in front of them. And I walked through, like, think of it as a YouTube, but it's live. Like,
awesome.
You're watching a YouTube video, but it's, like, me sitting there talking to you and it, like, instructing you, basically.
Awesome. So how is the dialogue in the room as you're teaching them? Like, are you talking and giving them
brief awesome.
History?
The energy is, like, you know, people are vibing, people are talking, people are helping each other. Some people wrap their hair, others don't. People are, like, you know, it's, like, different levels. So some people know a little bit about hair wraps, others don't. So, like, you can ask your neighbor, you can ask me, you can ask the bartender. Like, everybody in the room knows a little bit about head wrap. So if you need help, they'll help you. And they'll also help because it's free food and drink.
Definitely. So are you giving them history, though, of the wraps as you're going along through your coaching process of helping them to learn how to wrap their own hair?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I can't hear you.
No, I was saying, are you giving them a brief background about the history of the wrap as you're giving them the coach, as you're coaching them along the way?
Yeah, so definitely. I start off the first hours, they come in, you know, they're interacting with themselves, they're eating, they're drinking, and that also allows people who are, you know, the latecomers to come in and not really miss much. So the first about 15 to 30 minutes is the history behind it. So I go into the background of it and why I started wrapping my hair. And then the rest of it, like the hour and a half is me demonstrating the head wrap method. So just like a little bit of the history. You know, like head wraps originated in slavery, basically. Both men and women used to wrap their hair, but it ended up being majority women. And a lot of the reasons that women used to slaves actually used to wrap their hair is because of their masters. They were forced to do so, and also because it protected their hair from the sun and also lice. But also, like, what's fascinating about head wraps is the fact that so many different countries have different meanings. So if you look at West African history, head wraps really mean, like, it shows power and money and wealth versus, like, American history is slavery and oppression. So that's really what attracted me towards it. And the reason I started wearing my head wraps is because it shows my oppression as a Black woman today.
Definitely.
So that's what attracted to, like, a right, so that's what attracted her rep to me, and just having it on my head, I feel like a queen, like
a crown, right?
And people ask me questions, it opens up, you know, opens up a dialogue between you and a stranger to ask you what it is, even if they're white. Like I've had, I'm an accountant by day, so I've had a few of my coworkers ask me like what it is. And I will give, like, a brief history on it. And, you know, you leave learning a little bit more. So as long as people are receptive to learning, I'm always here to teach.
Definitely. So that's how I love that. I love that spirit. And I love your energy. Like, you have that energy. Like, I know what I'm doing, and I love and I have a passion for what I'm doing. I love your energy. So I know, you know, when you guys are in that room, that energy is super high, definitely. And also doing my research, I learned that you guys are partnered, or you guys do some kind of donations or some kind of percentages to a charity program that you guys do. Is that true?
Yes. So I just started that. We're going to be giving 5% of our proceeds to the, it's an organization in New York that works solely with HIV and AIDS infected women. So they, you know, they, it's a nonprofit, so they need help. So 5% of like all proceeds go towards that. And also during October, which we're going to have, I'm going to send you guys more information. We're going to have another event. The 5% is going to be an additional 5% going towards breast cancer. So since it's breast cancer month. So we try to give back. It's not just receiving. It's not about profit. It's giving back to the community, giving back to African-Americans, you know, the culture of it, and just teaching people.
I'm with it, definitely. And what made you actually pick that charity?
So I actually went to Westchester University and I studied public health. So my main goal in life is to, I was born in Ethiopia. So my main goal is to go back and do STD, STI prevention, focusing on HIV AIDS because it like has hit home so many times. So seeing the lack of education, especially in the African-American community when it comes to HIV AIDS, that hurts my heart. So in order, if I can help in any way, whether it's educating and if I'm making any type of money and I can give back, I can, you know, I'll do that. And New York was one of the few places that actually holds a women's center that helps women with HIV AIDS. So that's where that came from.
That's awesome. I love it. I definitely love it. I love what you guys are doing. And how can people find you on social media and your websites and things like that?
The website is still kind of building. Again, bear with me. It's still kind of new. but you guys can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and like this on Facebook. So my tag is at WRAP, the letter N as in Nancy, tip, S-I-P. So it's reference it. For all three. Those are all my three tags. Ask me questions, interact with me, DM me if you have any questions, if you want private lessons, I'm open.
Definitely. And do you guys have any, when you guys do your events, are they theme oriented, or you guys just go and you do the rap and you just have a great time? Do you have to like dress a certain way, or you can come as you are?
It's come as you are, because I don't want to put that restriction on people. Awesome. Because then that can kind of turn away, you know, like, it turns away people when they get a little intimidated. So come as you are, come have fun. There's not really any theme. It's just bring your energy, be open-minded, don't be discouraged, and also know that your first time is not going to be perfect. But if you keep practicing, then you'll, like, perfect the art.
Definitely. And before I let you go, I want you to tell us one success story that you had so far. I know that you had your first event, and this is your second event, but I know some success has came along the way. So tell us one successful story that you can share with us right now.
Oh, man, this is on the spot question. let's see. So I recently just left the corporate world because I was just, you know, believing in myself as a creator. So just having this rap and sip, and people kind of come to me and tell me this is a dope idea and keep going. One of the affirmations that I got was from J. Cole. We actually follow each other on Twitter. So I sent him the video. There's a short video of rap and sip, and he DM'd me back, and he was like, yo, this is really ill. Like, you know, keep going and congratulations type shit. So that was really an affirmation.
That's big.
That was like that was like something that helped me keep going. So that counts as my success story.
That is huge. I was about to say, that is humongous. That is big right there. So definitely big up to you for that one. Continue to brag about that one. It's like, no. But definitely, I wish you many blessings in your future endeavors. Man, I'm mad it's sold out. Can you make sure that you send us the information as soon as you have the next event?
Because
we want the whole team in there.
You guys have a new podcast, like, listener, because what you guys are doing is really awesome. And thank you so much for this opportunity and allowing me to come on the show and spread my word and, like, my vision. So I really appreciate it.
No doubt. Because you're allowing people to do the same thing with your events each and every time you have one. You're giving them a comfort place, a comfort zone to come there and be themselves and find their inner woman. So I appreciate what you're doing because, you know, as a woman, I'm trying to find mine. So I know I'm going to be there in your next event because I'm trying to learn how to wrap my hair, definitely, because I have natural hair myself. So I appreciate what you're doing. I hope you continue to do what you're doing and be successful in what you're doing. And I hope you have a great week.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one. Bye, Helen.
You too. Bye-bye.
So that wraps up another great interview with Helen DeFersia, man. She did a great job. And also, with her event is amazing. Make sure you guys are following the timeline because we put some information out there so you can see her videos and see different pictures about her events that she's been doing. She's doing a great job here in the city of Philadelphia and just helping, you know, these women come into their womanhood. You know, sometimes it's hard to tap into that womanhood. So to have somebody to help you along the way is always an awesome job. Definitely. Shout out to Helen and Rap and Sip. So if you're in Philly, make sure you stay tuned because she's going to be having more events for you guys to come to and stay connected and network so you guys can build with other women out here who's trying, you know, to just step into that womanhood. But also, we do have Tab Money coming up next with Tab Money Habits here on Revive. You do not want to miss it. Also, Trueheart, give a shout out to Raheem, where is that? We gotta give a shout out to Raheem. Held us down tonight, man. He allowed us to use his space, and I'm really excited about that, and I appreciate that because, you know, blessings come every day, and he definitely was a blessing for us today. So definitely shout out to Brahim and Science to the Max, man. They got an event coming up that Trueheart's about to announce for you guys as well. But before we do that, I'm going to keep pushing. Subscribe to that newsletter. Subscribe to that Revive newsletter. Definitely subscribe to that Revive newsletter. If you scroll down right under where it says press play to hear me every winning Wednesday, right after that is a big white word that says subscribe. So make sure you guys go subscribe. Click that link.
Yes, you can definitely support Brahim Charity, who is the founder and CEO of Science to the Mix. You guys, their next event is September 16th and 17th at the University of Sciences. You already know that Science to the Mix is building in the STEM field, and they're really their goal is to aspire to inspire. So they're out here working with the youth. It's the first annual block by block party. Mind craft and explore. So Science to the Max will definitely be there in full effect. Shout out to them. We appreciate them. And it's on September 16th and 17th, 2017. And you guys do not want to miss it. So the flyer will be on all our social networks. So be sure to check them out and continue to support.
Definitely. We'll be right back after this commercial break with Tab Money with Tab Money Habits. Make sure you guys stay tuned and spread the word. Spread the word. We're live on Revive.
Hi. Every 45 seconds, a black man enters an elevator, and some stupid white bitch clutches her purse for her dear life. Now, you might not think we noticed, but we do. And while you think you're protecting yourself, in actuality, you're provoking a savage attack. The small step to the side, your subtle death grip on your belongings. It makes me want to snatch that fucking purse out of your hands and beat your racist ass to the ground. However, I'm not going to do that. But I'll tell you what I will do. Boom! Dumb bitch.
For real. The whole inspiration for the album is the fact that I couldn't find inspiration in motherfuckers. Like, I felt like everybody in rap this year was just on some victim shit. You hear about motherfuckers getting smacked the fuck up. You hear about motherfuckers getting stolen from.
Nah.
Oh, you hear motherfuckers crying about having money. Like, man, I feel like I'm the last rap superhero. I feel like ain't nobody else. All these other motherfuckers is complaining, bitching, yeah, moaning. I don't get no radio play. I don't get none of that shit.
That's the motivation.
Ain't nobody taking no cars from me. Ain't nobody taking no motherfucking jewelry from me. Ain't nobody doing none of that shit. Motherfucker, you see motherfuckers losing shit. Motherfuckers acting like they, you know, whole crews is breaking up. Y'all niggas rather be more famous than rich. Yeah. I ain't never lived my life trying to be famous at all. I don't give a fuck about that
shit.
We trying to get this motherfucking money, stack these coins.
Right.
Motherfucking, my mama got a motherfucking gamble every week. That's what the fuck she want to do. And that's what I'm doing this shit for. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is like, I'm doing this shit so I can do what the fuck I want to do. And everybody around me can do what the fuck they want to do. Like, that's just it. If they can't do that, then I don't need to be doing this. I could go do some more other shit. These motherfuckers are supposed to be trillionaires, millionaires, crying about stupid shit. We supposed to be living. Swim if you saw me walking on water. Yeah, while every song got a rapper dance.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Hey. It's your girl POC. Know what time it is. It's me, your girl POC, host of Revive. Make sure you guys spread the word, spread the message that we are live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive, or you can go directly to Tune In and just search Time for an Awakening. Go to the website or download the app and search Time for an Awakening. Up next, we do have Tab Money with Tab Money Habits. Let's get straight into it. Make sure you guys call in 215-490-9832. Any questions that you guys may have for Tab Money, make sure you guys are calling tonight because she is here to answer them. Yo, Tab, what it do? How you feeling tonight?
What it do? What it do? What's going on, POC?
How you feeling tonight, Tab?
Everything is everything. No complaints.
Welcome back to the States, homie. How you feel being back in the States?
That jet lag is killing me.
Go, man, can you tell the people a little bit about your trip, man? You was posting all kinds of pictures and whatnot. You can't just be posting pictures and not telling us about your experience. Please tell us just a tad bit about your experience. Let us tap into it a little bit.
Belgium was awesome. More specifically, Mons is awesome. Great food, great culture. The people are awesome. The people are super friendly. It's all love there, and that's what I think I love the most about it. Just everything was just welcoming. Even if I didn't speak French, they were still welcoming. So it was all love.
That's what's up, man. Not many people can say they've been to Belgium before, you know, before 30, and you did it. That's amazing, Tab. That's big up to you for that trip right there.
Thank you.
No doubt. Let's jump right into it with Tab Money Habits. Once again, give us a call, 215-490-9832. Any questions you may have for Tab Money right now, or you can tweet us or Facebook us at Revive_POC. Or guess what? You can now hit us up on Instagram too, man. Make sure you guys hit us up with Tab Money on the line today if you got any questions. Yo, Tab, what you got for us today?
So today, you already know it's a winning Wednesday. So I'm going to just go ahead and jump out there so we can get the callers in so we can give away this free merchandise. The question of the day I have for today is, at what meal do wealthy family discuss financial literacy? Is it A, is it B, or is it C, dinner time?
You got to bring that back, Tab. Your phone was kind of messing up. You got to bring that back for us.
All right, so the question of the day is, at what meal do wealthy families discuss financial literacy? A, breakfast. B, lunch. C, dinner. D, all day.
All day, all day. That's a good question.
All right, so we need y'all to call in. We already need y'all to call in to get this free merchandise, and I need y'all to answer that question. At what meal do wealthy families discuss financial literacy? Call in for this free merchandise.
Definitely. We're putting it up on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram right now as you asking that question, Tab. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Tab Money got some free Revive gift for you today. Give us a call, 215-490-9832. Yo, Tab, you got them Dr. Boyce walking cars over there. You was putting that all on the gram. I'm like, oh, I can't wait till she get on the line. What's up, Tab?
All right, so again, I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up for questions because we're summarizing the first phase of Tab Money Habits, which is entitled Saving. So I'm going to summarize it up for y'all. I'm going to, again, go over with the first step, which is understanding habits, understanding the habit loop. So, again, we have the cue, the routine, and the habit. I'm going to give y'all an example. So everybody know we all got spending habits. So that's going to be the habit. We spend money. The example of a cue that I have for you is it's lunchtime. That's usually one of my triggers. It's lunchtime, so I like to spend money during lunch. And one of my routines is I'll go out to eat for lunch. I'll have a nice lunch, so I don't have to spend money for dinner, or I can eat a light dinner. Another example I have for y'all for spending money as a habit, one of our triggers is idle time. So when you have nothing to do, you're bored. Most 9 times out of 10, when we're bored, we spend money. So the routine is we might go shop, or we might go to the video game stores for fellas, or we might go get our hair done, a haircut. So that's usually a routine when we're bored. Another trigger I have for y'all is payday. A lot of us spend money when it's payday. And the routine is we go to happy hour, we go to the club, we go to the parties, and we just spend money. So starting out, again, we got to understand habits in general. Next is, y'all know my favorite, is paying yourself first. You have to save 10%. You have to have multiple savings accounts. And you need to, based on your lifestyle, you need to figure out what percentage of your income can you operate on and still be comfortable. Next, we got spending habits. This was one of my favorite ones, too, because, again, that's the main habit that we're trying to break here. So, again, I need y'all to write down your expenses, and I need y'all to spend less and save more. The final phase or the final section of the saving phase is budgeting. Most people find it not important, but I think it's very important that it leads to freedom. So we're going to project our expenses for the next month, which is called projections. And then at the end of the month, we're going to submit our actuals from our projections. POC True Heart, please tell me y'all did your homework from the last time.
I did mine. True Heart already admitted on air that she ain't do hers. She already admitted she ain't do hers.
At least I was honest.
All right, so what did you notice from doing your homework when you were subtracting your actuals? Because, again, we was at the end of the month with August, and we were projecting. You wrote your projections down for September. How did you feel? What were your thoughts? Give me some feedback.
Honestly,
from that.
Tab, what I noticed from not, you know, doing what you were telling me or, you know, what you were instilling in me, I learned that in a crunch, I was not ready. When it was time for, you know, that emergency money to kick in, that mattress money to go on a mattress and grab it out real quick, it was not there to grab. So that's something that I learned ending August and going into September, that I need to start saving more. And one thing that you also said is like, being able to save and still be comfortable. That is my problem. As I'm listening to your lessons every time you get on here, every second and fourth Wednesday, I'm learning that I need to save more and learn how to be comfortable with the amount of money that I have left over after I pay everything and I pay myself first and I do my investments and everything like that. I need to, you know, cut down on that comfortability line. So I'm learning that, definitely. So that's what I learned coming from August to September.
To help you understand that comfortability zone, is that's when you get in from writing down your projections for the next month and writing down your actual expenses. So, True Heart, I'm going to need you to still project for September because you still got time left. We're still early in the game. And then I need you to write your expenses down from here on out.
Okay, I can do that, Tab.
All right, it's going to help you, Anna. So, all right, so getting into it, Financial Wealth Bootcamp cards called the Black Millionaires of Tomorrow Fund Finance Flash Cards, which are a product of Dr. Boyce Watkins Financial Wealth Bootcamp. I had the pleasure of taking his Financial Wealth Bootcamp maybe about 2 years ago. I loved it to the point, like, I always go back to watch his webinars. Him and Dame Dash have their own series. That's where I get a lot of my studying done for financial literacy, and I just love it. So if you are interested, I suggest you Google him, YouTube him, and also check out his website. He has a newsletter to get all kinds of financial information.
Can I say one thing? Can you throw in the fact that 9 times out of 10, or at least 8 times out of 10, his webinars are free? So there's no excuses. On YouTube, when he does his YouTube channel, the wealth of knowledge that he gives out on YouTube, come on, man. And people are sitting here saying they don't have resources, yo. People are still complaining and looking for handouts because they don't have resources.
He's an excellent free resource, and he keeps it 100, and he keeps it transparent. So I definitely will recommend any of his financial avenues, whether it's merchandise, whether it's gifts. He has calendars, newsletters. You can do sign up for some of his courses. He's awesome.
I'm sorry, Tab, I just got ripped this out there. Even a newsletter, I signed up for his newsletter, and if you see the amount of wealth of knowledge that comes from the newsletter, you guys, like, it's free. It was super free. All I had to do was drop my email. I'm sorry, Tab, but I got excited when you said you was coming on talking about Boyce Watkins. That's my guy. That's my guy.
He's a mentor, so you can always gotta shout out your sources, especially your credible sources. So yeah, shout out to Dr. Boyce Watkins. All right, so getting into today's word of the day, we're going to start early because this is the one flashcard that is missing from my deck, and it's my favorite flashcard or my favorite word, financial literacy word, and it is called bootstrapping. The root word is bootstrap, but bootstrapping, and the definition is using your personal finances and or operating revenue of the new company. Again, personal finances, that's a key thing. Literally pulling yourself up by the boots. I'm going to use it in a sentence. I bootstrap to fund my entrepreneur's endeavors. That's one thing. I use my own money. I don't use no loans, no nothing. For all my businesses that myself and PLC start, we use our own money. And that's very important when you become an entrepreneur. Yo, see, you got anything to say from that end of the perspective? Because I know you always.
Already, I was just holding my heart when like you said that. You should have seen the look I gave Afia.
Please tell them from your personal experience how I'm very pressed on using our own money to fund our businesses.
Definitely, because at the end of the day, it's going to come right back to us and cannot no one take our royalties. You hear me? Definitely. Royalties. It's always supposed to be in your names. Definitely. From the AM to the PM, man, we always make sure that we do whatever we have to do to make sure that on a data line, is always going to say Tab or Tamara Russell. Definitely. So Tab has always told me that, yo, it's ours. It's ours. And we don't need no loans. We don't need no one to give us a handout. We're going to do whatever we got to do to make sure. And that's definitely what I'm trying to do with this Revive Empire that I'm building. And it's trust the process. That's one piece of advice that I'm going to give out there is trust the process and also be ready for those leaps of faith. And sometimes you're going to fall right on your face, but you got to get right back up and take that leap one more time. So that's what I will say when it's up to them entrepreneurs who want to start a business using your own money. You're going to fall on your face, but you got to be ready to take that leap again.
Yes. As long as you know how to get money, you'll never be broke.
Definitely.
That's the whole point of knowing about financial freedom. All right. So the first financial flashcard game that I have with you guys today is called Pick Two. So I'm going to pick two cards at random, and then POC and True Heart, I'm going to need y'all to form it in a sentence. So today's lesson is all about learning financial literacy vocabulary. I need y'all to be able to speak the language, and I need y'all to understand when y'all sitting at the table with other folks, when y'all networking at these networking events, when y'all even networking and then take it to the next level and do business conversations and contracts and agreements. I want y'all to be able to understand and speak the language for yourself and not have it in the fate of someone else's hands. So I'm going to start with the first card. It's going to be called loan. The second one is going to be called cash. POC, I need you to put that in a sentence.
You need to be able to put what in a sentence? Loans and cash?
Loan, yep.
I'm going to grab this loan so I can flip this cash and lower this interest rate. You see how I threw that interest rate in there? Because every time you get a loan, you got a little interest. So I was trying to educate the people on the low. You see that little subliminal right there?
I like you threw a third word in there. Would it be all-star? You know, like all-stars. True Heart, what you got for loan and cash?
People end up spending way too much cash trying to pay back student loans.
Ooh,
I love that one.
We got to put that thing on a deferment real quick.
No.
Hey, I love that, True Heart.
All right, so next card
is stocks, and we also have stock market. True Heart, you start this time.
People do not invest in stock because they are uneducated about the stock market.
Hey, True Heart, you two for two. You banging them out.
Thank you. I didn't do my homework, so I had to come hard.
And she just started school, so her mind going. She in graduate school now, so her mind all going or whatnot. All right, let me go. My go. Pick me.
Your turn, POC.
The stock market just crashed, so let me get all my monies out this stock real quick. You know what I'm saying? I got to save myself.
Hey, you got to know when to get out and when to get out.
You got to know when to get out.
Buy low, sell high.
Talk about it.
The next word I have is inflation and taxes.
You can go first, POC.
I got you. Inflation and taxes. Donald Trump just took off the executive order that Barack Obama put in place for military gear to put them back on the street. So Donald Trump is now going to inflate our taxes with us providing them more military gear to police our cities and our communities.
Hey, when it gets into that deep.
I had to. Shout out to Keith Taylor and TLS Politics for teaching me that one. Definitely.
True Heart.
This is a tough one, but the first thing that came to mind, I would say due to inflation in oil and different things of that nature, we're forced to pay higher taxes and prices on our gas for our cars.
Awesome.
That was a good one.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. So, yeah, I need y'all to call in. Nobody has called in yet to get this free revive.
Yes. Make sure you guys give us a call.
I need 100% participation from our callers. I know y'all listening. I just need you to call in. The question of today is, at what meal do wealthy families discuss financial literacy? At what meal do wealthy families discuss financial literacy? Call in to get this free revive game right now.
Yes. Make sure you guys give us a call, 215-490-9832. Tab Money's on the line, and she's ready to give away this free revive gear. We talking money. She talking free. What's up, y'all? Make sure you guys stay tuned. We are live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. You can go to tune in, download the app, or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. You hit meet your girl, POC, and Tab Money on revive right now. We are live. Make sure you guys give us a call. Yo, Tab, what's that question for one more time for everybody who just tuned in?
At what meal do wealthy families discuss financial literacy? A, breakfast. B, lunch. C, dinner. D, all day.
All right, let's get them callers, Gus. Give us a call. And we got these flashcards popping. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear your opinion, your perspectives, everything you guys are out there thinking. We want to see you guys put in a sentence so we can now, you know, tap into what you guys are thinking. So make sure you guys give us a call, Tab. Let them know.
Call in. I got answers to your questions. Any questions about the first phase that you want answered, just call in. You can tweet us, revive_POC. Hit us on Facebook. Hit us on Instagram. I got your answers if you got the question. So let's get back into these flashcards. My next game is called Same Same. And what same is, I'm going to pick a card, and POC, True Heart, and myself, I'm going to participate this time because I need 100% participation, so I'm going to participate myself. We're going to have to provide a synonym for the word. So, for example, income is the word. The same or the synonym would be bringing money in, getting money.
You got to go first. Since you just want to join in, you got to go first.
I just gave y'all an example, but I got you. I'm going to pick a random card, and let's get it popping. Diversification.
Tell them what you're picking through. Tell them the cards. You got to reiterate what the cards is so they know what you're talking about.
I am. I'm going to tell you the definition of the card as well. Diversification. Investing in a variety of securities so that you can avoid an economic slump. So my same would be is,
Tab, we can't hear you. What you say?
I said my same or my synonym for diversification would be not putting all your eggs in one basket, pretty much. So what this diversification is saying is that you need to have everything spread out. So I'm gonna put a little bit in this fund. Again, with the multiple savings account, I'm gonna have a little bit in this account, I'm gonna have a little bit in this fund, this trust, this stock. And yeah, I'm gonna not have all of my eggs in one basket. That's called diversification.
True Heart, you go, True Heart. True Heart, like, Tomah, give me a little easy one.
I'm gonna get a different word. Everybody gets a different word. So the next word is gonna be investing. I need a synonym for investing.
I'm trying to go to this 30 under 30 conference, so I need someone to. Let me finish because this is perfect. I need somebody to invest in me. So I'm trying to go to this 30 under 30 conference this October, 1st through the 4th in Boston, Massachusetts. So I need someone to invest in me, which means to, you know, add to my collection to help me get there. Adding value. Okay. You know, add value to this.
I like that. The next word is mortgage. Too hard.
You know all about the mortgage.
I'm gonna say the definition as well. An agreement that allows you to borrow money from a bank by offering something of value, like a house. Mortgage.
Okay, so people choose to rent apartments and different things of that nature, when in reality, the smarter thing to do would be to take out a mortgage and make it into an investment property. And what a mortgage is borrowing money from a bank. you're borrowing money from a bank and you're essentially, they're helping you to buy this property, but in turn, you pay it back. And if you're smart about it, you can have tenants and you can rent out the property to aid in paying the mortgage back.
Hey, you just drop some jewels for them.
Definitely.
So, the next word I have is capital. That's for myself. The wealth, whether in money or property owned or employed in business by individual, firm, corporation, or et cetera. So the synonym that I have for capital is cash. That's the easiest one. Just if you have cash, you have capital.
Agreed. But what if it's not liquid? What if it's not liquid?
If it's not liquid, it could be property, like a house.
Okay, okay.
Couldn't capital be stocks?
Yep.
Okay. So any assets?
Actually, that's the next word that I just chose, is stock.
Awesome, awesome.
So, Trueheart, you might as well, since you already spoke it out into existence.
Hold on, Tad. Before we get to that, we got a call on the line. I'm trying to get to this caller. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from? Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name? You calling from?
It's Artisi from Maryland, from Lando.
What it do? Way to support. Way to support. What's good?
It's good.
Tab, we got a caller. You got to give them the question so they get this Revive gear.
You had to answer to the question. So today's question is, at what meal do wealthy families discuss financial literacy? A, breakfast. B, lunch. C, dinner. D, all day.
I say D.
That's all actually day, not all the day. Right answer.
Whoa.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, Tab, you cheating, because I had all day in my mind, too.
I don't, but I'm going to save my answer.
All right, we can't give the answer away. We got to give it to the next caller.
We can't. Yeah, we got to give it to the next caller, but Artistic just know I appreciate you calling in.
No, but I want to give her one of them cue cards. Give her one of them cue cards real quick and see how she run with it.
All right, so I'm going to give you a true hard card because this is what I still have in my hand. So the word is stock. The money raised.
You gotta explain to her. You gotta break it down. Yo, Tab, you gotta break it down so the caller know what you're talking about. You can't just jump in there.
I got you. I was just saying the definition. I was going to reiterate what we're doing. So I'm gonna just jump into it again for POC. So what we're doing is we provided synonyms for each flashcard that we choose at random. So the word that I chose for you, or really Trueheart, is stock, which means the money raised by a business or corporation when they issue you shares. So I need a synonym for stock.
Synonym for stock.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
Investing?
Yep.
That's a good one. I didn't even think of that one. That was a good one. That definitely was a good one. I feel you on that one. Why did you say investing? That just came to you?
Because when I think about stock, I'm thinking about investing my money into something. So it's like investing.
I'm with
it. That's the whole purpose of the exercise, too, is that using these games and these flashcards is to get you to understand how these vocabulary words can relate to your everyday life. So we want you to be able to put something that's relatable to your lifestyle, your world, to these definitions or to these words, vocabulary words. So I appreciate you for calling in, showing support, holding it down since day one.
Definitely.
No question.
No question. Definitely spread the word, spread the message. Tell everyone to give us a call so that we can get this Revive gear away. Well, now we know it's not D. We got three other options, you guys.
We got three other options.
So make sure you guys give us a call, 215-490-9080-32.
At what meal do wealthy families discuss financial literacy? All right, so we back into it. Flashcards. Trueheart, your word is save.
Save?
Save, yep. I need a synonym for save. The definition of save, when you get money and don't spend it. Shout out to Boyce Walkins for keeping it simple.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, so a synonym for save would just be putting money away. Putting money away and not touching it.
And not touching it. I like that.
At all. Like, under no circumstances. Like, you can invest it. You can, You can invest it or you could just not touch it. Like, that's my problem with saving. This isn't a personal one-on-one conversation, but that's my problem with saving is that I'll put it away and then something will come up and I just have to grab it. So it's a struggle, but that's why we got to have money habits.
Hey, I just hope y'all take a note out there. So the next word we have for POC is producer. A person, company, or country that makes, grows, or supplies goods for sale. What synonym do you got for producer?
I strive every day to not be the employee. I strive every day to be the employer. Because I want to produce my own products and create my own revenue. Was that a good one? My synonym was the employer. Like, I was trying to switch it up with the employer.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. So that's a good one.
All right.
Becoming the employer, not the employee.
Yes.
All right. So the next word is leverage. The use of debt to acquire additional assets. Leverage. All right. So when I think of leverage, I think of literally putting something up. Like, for my example, that's an easy one for me, was just, like, leveraging my house to get more houses. I would just put my money up, leverage my house to buy additional houses, and I would use the debt or the loan that I have from getting the first house to qualify me to get additional houses. That's what I think of when I think of leverage.
Definitely. But also leverage can be like a deal breaker too. Like, what did you have over someone that you're making a deal for? You have leverage over them when it comes to breaking that deal or, you know, signing the deal or whatever it may be.
Yep. And that's why when you are leveraging, you have to be smart. Are you in the pro or are you in the negative in that situation?
Definitely. I agree with you on that one.
All right, so getting into the last few, consumer, POC, a person who buys goods and services for personal use. Consumer, what synonym do you have for consumer?
Consumer, that's a good one. Can you give me an example?
Consumer, we are consumers. We spend our money on products versus creating items to sell.
I don't really have a synonym for consumer. I can give you an example. Does that count?
Yeah, you can give me an example and then we can tag too hard in.
Every year on November 25th, we become consumers to this made-up holiday called Black Friday. And it irks my nerve because we as African Americans have $1.3 trillion in spending power, but we decide to go spend $1.3 trillion on November 25th every single year. Hashtag Black Friday.
Hashtag Black Friday. And then I'll even tag myself in to help you out, but buyers. Buyers is also another system for consumers. People who buy a lot. All right, so the last one, True Heart, I got for you. The word is bond. To place a debt on or secure a debt. Bond.
Wait, Tab, can you read that again? To place a debt or secure a debt?
Yep. Bond. So, like, my grandma bought bonds when I was little, so when I get older, I can cash them in.
That's what I'm thinking, because my grandma bought the same thing. Okay, so when I think of bond, this isn't really a synonym, but I think of stocks and bonds because I think they go together, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah. What do you think, POC?
Bonds, a synonym for bonds.
That's a tough one.
Synonym for bonds, that's a good one. Like, would it be something like a this is just me throwing it out there. Don't judge me if I'm completely wrong. What about like a money order or something?
Or like a collateral?
I wouldn't necessarily say a money order because a money order doesn't collect interest. Bonds collect interest similar to stocks when true. I was saying that stocks and bonds go together. That is true. I call them cousins because they are different in a way. But I'm going to help y'all out. The synonym I would use for bond is maybe like a certificate. So I will purchase a bond, and over time they will collect interest. Not as much interest as stocks or mutual funds will collect, but they collect interest over time.
That I agree with that, but you got to break down to me what a certificate is, because don't they have similar, you know, definitions and meanings to each other?
That's why it's called synonyms.
I mean, I get that part, but I'm saying, like, don't they go hand in hand?
Similar with stocks as well, they do vary, but the closest thing to a bond would be a certificate, if anything. And it's, again, it's the same thing, whether it's a corporate bond or a bond that's from the government. Is literally buying bonds that grow over time. You giving someone else money to invest in things while you get a return on it later.
Definitely. And I thank you, Tab Money, for bringing those Boyce Watkins cards today here on Revive with your Tab Money habits, because you definitely taught me some things and definitely speaking into existence when it comes to saving and investing and things of that nature, with creating different sentences so you can wrap your mind around what it actually means and then flipping it, saying, yo, give me a synonym for this word. I think that was really dope. That was a dope lesson plan you have for us today. But can you go ahead and tell the people how they can find you and everything like that, because we do have to wrap it up tonight.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram at CBE Lifestyle. You can also check out the website, CBELifestyle.com, or you can just hit me up on Revive_POC at any of POC's Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everything. You can find me. If you can find her, you can find me.
Definitely. Russell Brand.
You already know. I appreciate y'all. Enjoy the rest of the show. I'm loving it thus far.
Definitely. Up next,
if anybody call in with the answer to the question, I'm gonna text you the answer and let me know, because we need them to get a free gift throughout the rest of the show.
All right, definitely. I'm with that. Because make sure you guys stay tuned, because we got some free gig we trying to give out on the Revive tonight. We got some free Revive gear. So once again, give us a call, 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. Yo, Tab, up next, we got a member of the home team. We got the product coming up on Revive, man. I think he's going to drop some knowledge for us, man. It's going to be a good one.
Yes, stay tuned. I know I'm listening. I'm tuned in, so.
Definitely. And make sure you guys stay tuned to Tab Money Habits every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. Once again, that wraps up with Tab Money Habits with Tab Money. We'll be right back. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we have our first guest coming up on the Revive platform. Make sure you guys stay tuned. It's me, your girl, POC.
Oh, here goes. Everybody out there, go run and tell your homeboys and homegirls it's time for Keenan and Kel. They keep you laughing in the afternoon, so don't touch that dial, don't read the room. Cause they always in the slum, no frontin', and you don't wanna miss it. It's Double K, like, do the good way, yes. Keenan and Kel, I should've said Kel and Keenan, and you gotta watch Keenan, cause Keenan be scheming with a plan or a plot to make it to the top, but they kinda in the middle, cause they always hitting caught. This ain't the Hardy Boys or a Nancy Drew mystery. It's just Keenan and Kel and your vicinity, like Siegfried and Roy, Abbott and Costello, Magic and Kareem. Somebody's in trouble.
Do you understand the true meaning of how money works and how someone may make money and manage their money? If you do, you know what financial literacy is. Financial literacy deals with managing money, how he or she can invest it, and how it is used to handle your everyday life expenses. So the next time you are applying for that credit card at your favorite store, or you are taking out student loans that you really don't need, make yourself aware of the risk you could be taking if you are not knowledgeable. It could haunt you for the rest of your life. For more information, visit Financial Educators Council.
It's time that you and your kids...
It's been a problem throughout the ages. People think the issue is lessened, but they are simply choosing to turn a blind eye to the children that are wasting away, choosing not to see the crisis in their midst that is anything but improving. Youth homelessness in the United States is currently at an all-time high. 1 in 30 American children live in shelters, on the street, or bounce between foster homes. And though the percent of youth without a home has steadily increased over the past 30 years, funding for the organizations that help those children is decreasing. One of the consequences that has arisen because of these budget cuts is turning away youth from shelters due to overcrowding and lack of resources. Imagine a child brave enough to ask for help and being forced to turn him back on the streets. That child, now forced to fend for himself, might go on to develop chronic health problems or feel the effects of malnutrition, and legislators want to chalk it up to an issue of money. Homeless children, due to their living conditions, are much more likely to experience risks to their physical health than housed children. For example, in homeless children, the infectious disease rates are higher. The likelihood of contracting a sexually transmitted disease is increased, and chronic health problems are common. Malnutrition is another widespread issue among the homeless youth, and they are 6 times more likely to have stunted growth and 7 times more likely to contract anemia because of it. To bring the issues full circle, the scarcity of food can further impact their lives, even after the period of homelessness is over, because it can lead to food insecurities that may remain for years. So, not only does the homeless child suffer from physical strain, but psychological upheaval as well. These children who experience horrors beyond belief are at great risk for psychological trauma, learning impairments, and cognitive delay. For example, unaccompanied youth are more likely to suffer from mental disorders such as disruptive behavior disorders, social phobia, and major depression than those with a stable living environment due to their children's lack of access to resources, increased lead exposure, and the detrimental effects of chronic stress. We as humans must not overlook the rising number of American youth that suffer due to their lack of stable housing and should allocate funding and resources to help those in need. The rising number of children who have experienced the horrors of homelessness and who have felt its psychological effects deserve a chance to improve their lives and their well-being.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is my mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC.
Yes, yes, we are back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, that's timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you can go directly to TuneIn and just download the app, or go to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. You hit Meet Your Girl POC every winning Wednesday here on Revive from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Man, up next, I'm extremely excited to be talking to this next guest, man. We have the product coming on. Yo, True Art, tell the people a little bit about the product.
We have the product coming onto the Revive platform. His name is Leon Thurston. If you're reading this, you must have a purpose in life. Go get it. These are widely acclaimed words of the transformational speaker, Leon Thurston. At first sight, he will tell you that his lifelong mission is to activate people into their greatness, one person at a time. Leon is committed to serving and leaving people equipped to get from where they are to where they want to be in life. He has boldly set out to change lives through empowering people's perspectives all over the globe. This is why he considers himself the transformational speaker. The product, welcome to the Revive platform.
Yo, what's up?
How you feeling, man? You just knocked off one of my to-do lists for 2017, man. I'm extremely excited. This is one of my goals, to get you on my show, man. I love what you're doing. I love your movement. I love everything about your platform, man. Thank you for coming and supporting the Revive platform today.
Wow. This is a huge moment, man. This is the opportunity of a lifetime to be a part of Revive Radio, man. Like, I did a little bit of research on you guys, and you guys are super duper dope. Even being on the call just waiting. Like, I just learned so much stuff. Like, it was talking about psychological trauma and, you know, major depression. Like, what you guys are doing is just life-changing.
Man, like, that's what we're trying to do.
Like you guys even took me back. You guys played the Keenan and Kel song. You understand?
Got to. We're trying to bring it all full circle, 360 degrees over here on Revive.
Yo, just that 5 minutes just waiting on the call, like, you just took me through so many different emotions. I love it. I love it, but I'm happy to be a part of Revive Radio today, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No doubt, no doubt. So tell the people a little bit about yourself. I know we read off your bio, but can't nobody tell you like you. So go ahead and tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, I don't even, where'd you guys get that bio from? Like, I don't know what that's.
We got it off your website.
I got to revamp that thing, man. A little bit about me. Born and raised in D.C., kind of raised a little bit in California, a little bit in Florida as well, but mostly in D.C., Northeast D.C., a little bit in Maryland as well, just all over the place. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so well at adapting to any environment, man, because I've just been all over the place. But mostly born and raised in D.C. My mom left me when I was 9 years old, so I didn't have my mom around much growing up. My dad was a guy who, you know, worked the graveyard shift, so, you know, I never really saw him alive, so I didn't really have my parents in my life. So tough childhood growing up, got to high school, took me 5 years to graduate high school. You know, real tough child growing up. One of the things that I realized in high school was that I was being taught some things that I couldn't really use. And even at a young age, like it just didn't feel right. You know, I didn't know exactly what it was back then, but as I got older, you know, I finally figured it out, you know. So high school was pretty tough for me. It took me 5 years to graduate high school. Went to college a little bit, man. Went to Delaware State, went to Bowie State.
Awesome.
Jumped around a little bit. Like, man, I just been all over the place, and, you know, I finally got to a point where I figured it out, you know, and that's after, you know, being homeless and, you know, sleeping in and out of cars, you know, just the worst circumstances, you know. But I finally got to a point where I figured it out. You know, it took a while.
It be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
That's the
childhood. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's basically the same childhood of most people, you know, of our race. You know, we all go through, you know, the missing parents and things like that. So mm-hmm. It's pretty much the same, but the difference is, you know, I turned it around, and now I'm at a point where I'm reaching back to, you know, people who are going through the same things that I went through as a youngin' coming up, and I'm trying to reach them now, you know, so you won't have to be 25, 30 years old trying to figure it out. You know, I'm trying to reach them while they're, you know, 10, 15,
yes.
You know, teenagers.
Save the youth.
You know, get them now.
Definitely. And I love that you tell your story. I mean, you let the people know the truth about your story, because when you go into your different events and you host your different events, you're able to gravitate to people a little bit easier because they can actually feel your pain when you speak. You know, just giving us a little bit of background about your, you know, your history. A lot of people can adapt to that. A lot of people can speak to that truth. You know what I mean? So when you actually go and you speak in this, you know, this room full of people, people can actually feel that pain. And that's why I think, you know, your energy is always so high, because you're speaking your truth. And I love that. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to work on, you know, different types of approaches on how I speak. But that's all I know right now. Like, I've just started getting to speak, and like it's been maybe what, 2 years, and that's all I really know, is just like just to come straight on and just to come, you know, with that passion. You know, I'm trying to, you know, throw more jokes in. I'm trying to be more funny and trying to, you know, do different things when I speak. But most importantly, I just want to come with that passion so people can know that, like, this ain't a game. Like, I'm not playing with this. I'm not lying about it. I'm not trying to be out here just to be noticed. Like, this ain't that. Like, I really want to transform somebody's life. If I know everything, everybody won't remember what I say, but I want them to feel what I say.
Definitely.
And I want you to walk away with a certain feeling. So by the time you walk away, we're going to see some results, you know?
I'm feeling it. Just from that one right there, I was feeling it. And so how did you actually find your motivation at that turning point, that changing point in your life? Where did the motivation come from in that turning point?
You know what? It was a thing of just, I kept bumping my head. And me, I don't know where it came from. I'm just a person who doesn't like to repeat themselves. Like, I don't like going through the same thing over and over and over again. And that was the process. You know, I kept trying to do it my way. And I don't know if I can, you know, speak, you know, from like a spiritual standpoint on this interview.
Please,
but, you
do.
Know,
be
it
yourself.
Was, it was really God. Like, it was honestly God. You know, honestly, like, to keep it 100. You know, I got tired of, you know, doing it my way, and it was just a breaking point. Like, God, like, what do you want me to do? Like, for real, like, I'm tired of doing it my way and losing. I'm tired of doing it my way and I'm failing. Like, what do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started to be quiet. I started to, you know, fall back from trying to take control of my life and, you know, just asking him, like, where do you want me to go? So instead of, you know, praying for blessings, I just started to become one, you know, and that's what it was. Like, I wish I can give a better answer, you know, there is no real better answer, but I wish I can give a more detailed answer, but it seriously is just me kept getting tired of, you know, bumping my head at the same place and asking God, like, what do you want me to do? Like, at some point you're going to get tired of, you know, bumping your head.
And
you know? So you got to figure out what's next. And, you know, I figured it out.
I agree.
And it was just through God.
I agree with you. And sometimes this is what I know. It's not even a sometimes. You have to go through those moments. You know what I mean? You have to feel, you know, the worst pain mm-hmm. ever to overcome, to say, you know, I've been there. I've done that. And I think that's how, mm-hmm. you know, your testimony continues to grow and people can continue to adapt to your words and how you're speaking and what you're actually speaking to because of the different testimonies that you have throughout the story. So in order to be successful, you have to fail. You have to have failed 1,000 times, and you also had to have those 10,000 no's to get to that one yes. So I can definitely agree with you there, definitely with that one. Man. And then also
it
you
was
didn't
two things. Okay.
No, what were you saying?
I was about to say it was two things that kind of like gave me that turn. It was one, working at a 9-to-5 and waking up and hating it every single morning,
every day.
Like that was a turning point for me. Like I couldn't do it. Like I had to give it up. And once I made that choice, you know, I created something from that. And then the second point was, you know, me having a child. I know everyone, you know, they think they believe that, you know, a child is a blessing. And now I think the same thing. But at that particular time, I never wanted kids. You know, so that broke me down. That broke me down to the point where it was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. Like, but I have to do something because now somebody's depending on me.
Yes.
So that one right there, that one put the fire under my tail right there. Like, yo, I can't play with this.
So you needed some heavy responsibility. You need some heavy responsibility right there. I can agree with you there because some responsibility can definitely shape you into a whole different person. You're like, oh, I gotta get up every morning. I gotta make sure I get this done now. I cannot slack on this one. I cannot stay 5 more minutes anymore. You actually got to do it right now. That when that responsibility kicks in, I can definitely agree with you there. But before we get into what you do now with your speaking engagements and things of that nature, you started out producing. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, I still do produce. Yep. Started out producing music. I come from a background of, you know, musicians. My dad was a musician, played the keyboard at church. And I can remember, you know, living around Mayfair, Northeast D.C. I can remember at the age of 5 or 6 years old, you know, watching him make beats on his Sonic keyboard and just waiting for a chance to, you know, for him to go to sleep and me pick up his keyboard and start playing on it. Like, I was just awesome. Waiting for my turn. So I just come from, you know, background full of musicians, and I picked it up from my dad, you know, and once I got to college, it was like, man, I need to do something, you know, outside of school. So I just started to play the keyboard, play the drums, and lo and behold, I just started making beats, you know, making music. You know,
that's awesome.
The same thing that these young guys are doing now, you know, they're picking up, you know, these MPCs and the laptops and things like that, and just going out and making beats. And that's where it started for me. And how it popped off for me was through Twitter, man. Like, y'all, I don't know if y'all listening, man. Like, whoever's listening right now, take advantage of these opportunities mm-hmm. of these social networks. Please, social yes. networks, like, this is it. Like, I know it's fresh. I know it's new right now, and a lot of people don't really want to jump on the wave, but you have to. If you don't jump on this wave now, like, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. Like, that's how I produced for Shy Glizzy. That's how it happened. It happened, you know, through Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Me just reaching out, you know, so.
I believe in that.
For Shy Glizzy, producer Fat Trail, and Gunplay, who's with Rick Ross, and, you know, Maybach Music. Like, produced for a lot of different people in the industry. But, yeah, that's my love. That's my first love right there, man, music.
So how do you incorporate music into what you do now?
Like, far as videos, like, when I put my videos out, like, that's my music
awesome.
that I'm playing behind my videos. Like, so my videos when I'm out here speaking and, you know, my little trailers that I do on Instagram and Facebook, like, majority of the time, that's my music that you hear. So not only am I the speaker, not only am I editing my videos, I'm also putting I'm making the music, I'm creating the music, I'm creating the feeling behind, you know, everything that I'm saying. You know, so it's all working together. Like, everything that I do, I make sure it's like, it's not, you know, off brand. You know, everything that I do, whether it's produce music, whether it's become a speaker, whether it's mentor minds through music, the after school program, like, everything's all working together underneath theproduct.net. You know, theproduct.net is basically Pepsi, and everything under it is the Frito-Lay and the Aquafina water. Like, you understand what I'm saying? It's like a tree branch. You know, everything under is all working together, basically.
I love it, because you're keeping it, you know, under the umbrella of the product. And how did you actually come up with that name, The Product, though?
Oh, wow, man. This happened, and this is marketing 101 for anybody who's interested in marketing, right? So I produced a song for an artist by the name of Sasha. She's with BOA, with Wale and all them. I produced a song for her, and back then my producer name was The Product 8129. Product 8129. So
your Twitter name,
you know, Marketing 101, right? So this is you gotta catch this. So Product 8129. So when she put the music out, she's about to put it on the album, she's like, okay, you know how they put the producer credits next to the song. So she put what did she put? I think she put product. She put the wrong number, basically. And it kind of messed me up, because this was such a huge opportunity to be, you know, put on somebody's album that's, you know, had a big following, and they couldn't follow us because they had the wrong name. And one of the reasons why they had the wrong name is because people do not remember numbers well. You know, it was Product 8129. People do not remember numbers well. So this is Marketing 101. Do not put numbers in your name. People will never remember it. Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. So I went back and said, okay, let me revise this name. And I made it into The Product instead of Product 8129. And the two E's is from, you know, not being able to have The Product as an Instagram name or Facebook name. I had to add the E, so it was The Product.
I love it. I love it. So you turned a mess up into something great. You know what I mean? You turned that into something great, and it stuck with you. And every time I think of The Product, honestly, because we were just talking with Tab Money Habits for her segment, and The Product, it just seems like something that you just want to get out and go get, or, you know, something you got to stand in line for, something, you know, you want to see. Like, what is The Product? Like, why is he The Product? You know what I'm saying? Because if you think about merchandise and things of that nature, you think, oh, we got to go get it. It's the hottest thing in the streets right now. And that's exactly what you are, the hottest thing in the streets right now. I'm gonna say it to the end of the day, man. Definitely, because I feel your motivation. And how did you actually get in cahoots with, you know, different organizations and things like that to now start to speak to their youth and to start to speak to their communities?
No, I can't even lie to you. And this is probably bad, because it's not intentional. Like, that was never my intent. I'll say this. I put one video out, and I don't know if you guys can go on my Instagram. The first video I ever spoke, I was speaking at North Miami High School, and I kind of spazzed out on the team. And this video kind of went viral. I ain't even gonna say viral. It locally went viral. It locally went viral. It has like maybe like 2,000 views on it. And that's video viral. Alone has been a marketing tool for me. And the reason why I'm saying it wasn't intentional, because I didn't put it out for it to be a marketing tool, but it just happened to be a marketing tool. So when people watch that video, they see the passion, they see everything that you guys spoke about. They see all of that in that one video within, you know, 60 seconds. You know, and now they're like, they're calling, like they're reaching out, you know, can you come speak to our kids? You know, our kids need to hear a different voice. They need to, you know, see somebody that looks like them, that talks like them.
Yes,
can you
yes.
come, you know, speak to our kids? And me being the type of person I am, like I said, instead of praying for a blessing, I'm going to become one. I say, okay, I'm going to show up every single time. Anytime somebody call me, I'm showing up. You know, I need to make an impact. You know, whether they paying $1, $100, $1,000, I need to show up. I need to get that working. And my mentor is Eric Thomas. He's telling me the same
Shout
thing.
Out.
Like, stop waving your price. You know, I mean, stop waving your price in people's face. Like, if you are, he's telling me, if you are, don't do that. You know, just show up. You know, continue to grind it out. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how I'll be able to get to where he's at. Because E.T., when E.T. came last week, you know this man hit up, I think he was in a, who was that? He was at Wise High
School. He was at Wise.
This man hit up two high schools. He hit up a college, and he hit up a church. A church,
amazing.
Like all for free. You understand what I'm saying?
Amazing.
And this man is a guru. This man is a guru. This man gets paid no less than $50,000. You know, to go out and speak for 45 minutes of his time, and he's still finding the time to go out and touch the elementary schools, to touch the high schools for free. You know, waving this part like, nah, we ain't charging y'all. We just coming to speak. You know, we coming to change lives, and that's the humbleness that I had to continue to keep as I continue to climb this ladder higher and higher, man. So I'm just grateful.
That's a humbling experience to even just say, my mentor E.T. to be able to, have someone at his statue to reach down and touch you whenever you need, someone to, call whenever you need not a favor, but you need some advice, you need an opinion, you need a different perspective or something you're about to do. I think that that's an amazing, humbling experience to even say, because you just said you started about 2 years ago, correct?
Yep, 2 years. Yep.
Yes. And in these 2 years, what has been that one thing that you just, was like, this, I got to keep going. This is what going to keep, this is the moment that I know for a fact that I got to keep going.
It's the moment when I, like you said, when I speak about my childhood, when I speak about the reality of my life, I don't know if there's any speakers listening, but they can agree with me, right? When you're actually telling somebody that, and you can feel the crowd looking at you, and you can feel people, about to, cry, when you can feel people feeling exactly how you feel. Like, I dial in, and I had problems with this, at first, because I wasn't able to, I would like close my eyes when I speak. But now I'm learning to open up my eyes and look at people. And when I make that contact, that connect with people eye to eye, and they feel what I'm saying. And by the time I'm done, they running up to me and, dapping me up, telling me thank you. That's like, that's it for me.
That's amazing. I know that's amazing.
I can't stop. I can't stop. And one thing's for sure, man, these youngins don't got a voice out here. Like, I got to be the voice. Like I donated my time at Friendship Academy High School this time last year. And I got to see how the school system, like, they take the kids' voices away, man. Like, it was so disheartening. It was so hard to actually witness that, because, again, like, I got a kid that's coming up, and she's going to be in the same system. So I'm like, yo, I gotta be the voice for these youngins. Like, I can't stop. I can't quit. I can't give up. Like, if I quit, like, They're going to have to continue to be treated as animals. Like, they really treat them kids as animals in these school systems. And I know a lot of teachers, they do want to step up. They do want to talk, but their job is on the line, so they can't, so they won't. So I got to be the person that's going to come in and, be that voice for them youngins. Because it's real out here.
And they need that. They need that. You know what I mean? Just like how you're able to say that you have a mentor and, look how far you have come. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So the people who haven't even gotten started yet, where they just need some help to get started, they need a mentor.
Yeah.
They need someone to come talk to them. Like you said, even how you broke it down to someone that looks like them, that speaks like them, that, been in their environment, that been in a house like theirs, a broken home like theirs. So that's amazing that you go back to those schools and you donate your time, as you say, to help out with those youth and to just get them in the mindset that you too can make it as well. I came from where where you are now, and you can overcome this as well. So while you saying that actually brings me to my next question. How do you, get someone out of self-doubt? How do you motivate someone to overcome self-doubt?
Self-doubt, I don't really deal with that too much, but when I do get a chance to do, it's normally young females. No, the easy one is the boys, but it's normally young females, and one of the things I tell them is, you know, the best motivational speech that I ever had, you know, came from, you know, people telling me what I can't do. You know, people telling me no. You know, this puts, you know, so much fire in me. And you know, every moment that I get, you know, I want to prove somebody wrong.
I'm with it.
So go ahead.
No, I was saying I'm with it, definitely. And I love how you said black boys, you know, because black men are counted out in so many different ways. You know, so many different ways black men are counted out, especially in the workforce, you know, at home, at school, and so many different ways they're counted out. If you can give like that one piece of advice, what would you give, you know, to those black boy joys out there?
Well, one thing, how I reach the young boys, I just let them know, like, straight up. Like, just like you said, like, they counted us out in the third grade. Like, the third grade, like, they're doing test scores, and they're taking third grade test scores, and they're building gels from it, basically saying, if you don't read well, if you don't write well in the third grade, they're basically saying that you're no good to society. You know, by the time you reach 12 years old, you're going to jail. You know, and that's the angle that I go with young boys. I let them know straight up, like, what's ahead, you know, and what are the expectations. And majority of the time, it reaches them. And I kind of, I'm a little harder on them because they can actually take it and they can understand where it's coming from. It's not coming from a place of, you know, I'm trying to tear you down. I'm trying to tell you some stuff that nobody ever told me. And that's one of the things that I try to always tell them. Like, I'm giving you everything that I wish I had at your age, you know, but just letting them know, like, they counted you out. So, look, to be ambitious, that ain't enough. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand, you know, why you want to, you know, be successful. Why you want to be that rapper? You know, what's your why? You know, let's start talking about that why. Mm-hmm. You know, your mama is struggling. Your grandmother's still working. Like this is the angle that I'm taking to these young boys because it's real. You know, their grandmother's still working. Their mother is, you know, strung out on drugs. Like, they don't have a father figure in their life. You know what I'm saying? Like, their father's either dead or in jail. So, yes. I'm all they got. You know, so I'm breaking it down to them. You know, they got to dedicate, you know, every breath, you know, every breath that they take to whatever it is that they want to do because they're counted out already. Like, the odds are against you. You know, so what you going to do? You know, I kind of take a challenge effort. Like what you going to, because we take on a challenge any day. You know, we take on a challenge any day. Young black boys, that's what we love. We love a challenge. Like, challenge me. And they normally, you know, step up to the call, man. So I love it, man. I love
black men
in the room. Yeah, I love getting in the room full of young boys, man. And even young girls, you know. Like, it's all good. Like, it's all love. Like, I'm coming out that room. We all coming out that room on fire, straight up.
Definitely. And I love one thing that you said when you made your point about the third grade with like the standardized testing and everything that the school system does. And I know this may be a far-fetched question, but I do want to know your opinion on it. You know, when we were in school, it was this thing called No Child Left Behind. How do you think that made an impact on us growing up as millennials?
Man, like, honestly, I heard about it, but I didn't experience it. Honestly, I didn't experience that like that. That I don't know if that was for me, if that was for us, for our kind, but, you know, I never really experienced this, so I can't really, you know, speak too much about it. You know,
I'm with you.
I can't. That's a lane that wasn't built for me, obviously, because I just didn't experience it. I went to school in D.C., Maryland, like I said, Florida. Like, I never really experienced, you know, the upside of that, you know, the promise of that. I never really experienced it.
Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate your truth.
Do they have a new saying now?
No, that was something that George Bush put back into office back in, you know, the early 2000s. That's something that he implemented, which was the No Child Left Behind little law that he put out there. But this leads me to my next question, though, and I thank you for your truths on that one. We talked about your ups. We talked about how you came up through the product and everything like that. And then also you talked about, you know, the downfalls that you had as Lee, you know, just being, you know, yourself and coming up in the world in general. But what is one of the main challenges you have faced as the product, you know, being the product now? What is one challenge that you faced?
Man, I'm facing challenges as a leader. People kind of expect me to be a mind reader. You know, that's something that I didn't expect. You know, so that's a challenge.
Break that down for us a little bit. What did you mean when you say mind reader?
And what I mean by that is, you know, people expect me to understand when they don't speak. Like if you just walk into a room and something's wrong with you, they expect me to understand and be able to cater to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what I'm realizing is I have so much on my plate that I have to take my time with everybody. You know, I have to take my time with everybody because, you know, everybody's looking for something. So me as a leader, I have to take my time in figuring things out, you know, whether that person wants to talk about it or not. You know, I have to take my time and figure it out because the minute I don't, you know, like somebody is waiting for me to look like a liar. Like somebody is waiting for me to look like I'm fake.
Mm-hmm.
Like people are literally waiting for me to slip up, you know, and
I know the feeling.
Yeah. Because like you said, like the business is moving, like the business is booming. So is somebody waiting like,
and for
he
me
gonna
to
say something, he gonna do something.
This definitely. Is
gonna
slip up.
So me being the leader, I have to, you know, be able to take my time with everybody. And it's the same thing that he does. Like I can't sit up here and say I don't have time. Eric Thomas is the number one motivational speaker in the world. And he takes time to talk to me. Like, I gotta be able to do the same thing. I'm not the number one speaker anywhere. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I gotta be able to do that. Like, I gotta.
Please don't count yourself out.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't count yourself out, man. Because I'm on it. Every time you put something up, trust me, I'm on it. And I'm telling other people about you too. So don't count yourself out.
but still, I gotta remain, you know, humble and always, you know, make time to be able to, you know, figure things out with people because, you know, people are expecting me. They're expecting something from me, you know. Like, I put it out there. You know, I'm putting it out there like I'm a boss, so they're going to expect me to, you know, take it like a boss. So that's one of the main challenges that I'm dealing with now, you know, just people like it's almost like they expect me to be their solution when it's really – it's the other way around. Like, you are your biggest solution. I'm not your biggest solution. I can bring something out of you, but you at the end of the day, you got to go home with you. I can't go home with you. You are your biggest solution.
So you got to want it for yourself, definitely. I agree with you there. And then
for sure.
What you do and how you do it, right, it puts you in a circle. It puts you in an environment around people who hold a wealth of knowledge. You yourself hold a wealth of knowledge. You know what I mean? And people always say that knowledge is power. Would you agree?
I do and I don't, because I think knowledge is the new currency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knowledge is the new money, but money ain't, you know, money ain't everything. But you know, knowledge is knowledge is power. It's tricky. You know, I do and I don't. I can ride the gray area there. Knowledge is power because I educate myself as much as I dedicate myself to, you know, reading books and, you know, staying educated. I'm able to pass that information on to, you know, my team, my University of Unstuck team. I'm able to pass that on to the schools that I, you know, go out and speak to. So when I'm giving them this knowledge, it's empowering them. It's empowering them to make the right decisions, to transform their mind, you know, to know that they are their biggest solution, to know that they don't need to, you know, rely on Trump. They shouldn't be, you know, scared of Trump being in the office because you are your biggest solution. Like that type of information that I'm passing down to them, yes, that's power right there. Like that knowledge, being able to have that type of knowledge is definitely power.
I'm with you on that one. Definitely. I love that you say, you know, knowledge is a new currency. I believe that one too. I never thought about it that way, but how you phrase it, that is the truth. That is 100% truth. I believe you on that one. And then also, so the people can just get to know you just a little bit more before we let you go, right? If you can speak to one person, or you can sit down in a room with one person at a table, who would it be? You already talk heavy with E.T. You know what I mean? You know how many people in the world want to sit down and talk at a table with E.T.? So that was a heavy one. So if you already got to that point in your life, and I know you're going to continue to grow with that network, but who would be that one person you would sit down with?
Man, I would sit down with the younger version of me.
Ooh, spicy.
The younger version of me. And not that I regret anything, but, you know, I would sit down and you know, give them what I have now, you know, because we all have that moment where we're like, dang, I'd have known what I knew back then. Like if I know what I know now back then, like we all do that, right?
Yes. If I knew how much college was going to be, I would have never signed up.
Exactly. See, I made the same mistake. So, you know, I would sit down and, you know, speak to the younger version.
What would you say, though? What would you say? What would you say to your younger self?
I would first of all, I'd say, don't take your butt to college. I learned a lot doing that. But I would actually pick my brain. You know, I would try to figure out, you know, what was I thinking back then? You know, because I don't really remember. You know, I would pick my brain and see what I was thinking back then, and then, you know, try to direct my path a little bit more, because like I said, I never really had my parents. Like, I didn't have anybody that I could depend on, just my older sister. And she wasn't enough. You know, she was a child herself. So, you know, I would kind of, you know, reach back and, hey, you know, go left instead of going right. Go right instead of left. You know, maybe you should try this, you know, just to see what I was thinking. I'm interested in the younger version of me. I'm interested in how I was, because a lot of people ask, you know, how were you back then? I don't really remember. I just know what I went through. You know, I don't remember who I was and, you know, how I felt and how I thought back then. I just, you know, remember what I went through and, you know, how it affected me now. But, yeah, that's a good question, man. I like that.
Definitely. And I got one more question for you, too. So earlier this week, because on Monday, we go live on Monday as well. Shout out to DG Radio, right? So on Monday, we go live on DG Radio, and we talked about, it was a question that came up in the conversation party that we were having, was growth versus grinding. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear your perspective on that, because you do a lot of both. You know what I'm saying? So can you give us your perspective on growth versus grinding? And I'm going to give you mine first. One thing that we talked about was how watered down that whole grinding perspective is, because people feel like, oh, I'm up and I'm on my way to work. I'm grinding. No, you know, you're doing what you have to do to take care of yourself. You're not grinding because you woke up and you went to your 9-to-5. Or people like, oh, I just worked out in the gym. You're not grinding because, you know, you worked out. That's something you're supposed to do to stay healthy. So, like, what is your perspective when you hear growth versus grinding?
Yeah, so that's dope. I like that. And congrats on the partnership with what's that, Daily Grind, right?
Daily Grind, yes. Thank you for that.
Yeah, Daily Grind. I'm sorry, Daily Grind. I got to exile out with this one, man. I'm with grinding, but, you know, I would take growth over grinding. And one of the reasons why is because, you know, like you said, grinding is work. But people got to understand, like, all work ain't good work. Just because you say you moving, you working, that don't mean you're making the right decisions, you know. And the right decisions comes from growth, you know. So I would lean more towards growth, you know, because that's what life's all about. Mm-hmm. Life ain't about working hard, you know. I don't want to be 50 years old still grinding. I don't want to be ET age and still, like, having to grind. No, yes. I want to cut his time in half. Understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm after ET. ET know it too. Like, I'm on you. Like, I know I got a long way to go. I'm staying humble, but I'm trying to cut that time in half. I'm trying to become Eric Thomas or the best Lee Jr. at the age of, you know, 35, 40. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want it now, you know, and that comes from growth. It doesn't come from grinding, because, you know, like I said, all grinding, all work ain't good work.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You could be making the wrong decisions as you hustling, you grinding, you know, but you chasing your tail. You know what I'm saying? If you're working the 9-to-5, you're waking up every day and you're doing something you don't love, and you call that grinding, that's all it is. It ain't growth.
Exactly.
You know, you're not growing from it.
Exactly.
You know, you're going in to work, you're making that money, and you're spending it on, you know, the same old stuff every single week. It's just a cycle. Like, grinding is just a cycle. That's just the process. But when you step into that moment of growth, that's when your life goes from good to great to phenomenal to unstuck.
Unstuck. I love it. And I love what you just said, too. Plug Unstuck. Make sure you guys follow them. I'll make sure you shout yourself out, too. But one thing you said is that you're chasing your tail. And that's the definition of insanity. Going and doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And that's what people do when they grind. They think that, you know, they get up every morning, they go to work every morning. But every morning they complain about the same old things. I hate this job. Yeah. I hate my boss. I hate my coworkers. So all you're doing is driving yourself insane, doing the same thing over and over again, thinking you're going to get different results every time you check in and clock out. It doesn't work like that. You got to get up and go grow. And through the growth, you're going to have growing pains. You know what I mean? You're going to fall. You're going to, you know, take leap of faith. You're going to get 1,000 no's until you get that one yes. You're going to get doors slammed in your face over and over again. You know what
That's
I mean?
Real.
So growing, and I agree with you, growing is the true definition of grinding, because you're growing each and every day. So you're doing whatever you have to do to make sure that you are not looking at the same person in the mirror that you looked in yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So I completely agree with you on that one. Definitely.
Ooh, I like it. You sound like you talk.
Man, because you was pulling it out of me, man. You was definitely pulling it out of me. But before I let you go, last thing, can you tell us what's coming up this fall with Unstuck University?
All right. It's crazy. There's so much going on, right? So with UOU, University of Unstuck. All right, so University of Unstuck is my daily text line. It's just a group of, you know, solid young people who are making the positive decision to, you know, make a change in their life. You know, it's my daily text line where I wake up every single morning and I'm text messaging over 100 people, you know, some inspiration, some motivation, something that's going to pick them up, wake them up, and get them going between the hours of 5 and 6 a.m., you know, every single morning. So that's my University of Unstuck fam. And if you do want to join, matter of fact, I'm going to do this for Revive. If you want to join Unstuck University of U, text 202-838-6675, and I'll subscribe you for 7 days for free. Just text that number, UOU, and text maybe hashtag Revive. And I'll know it's coming from you guys, and I'll get you signed up for free, 7 days. And that's my UOU right there. And a lot of things that we got going on is, you know, personal conferences with, you know, just my UOU team. Like, the big conferences are coming next year. We're done for the year on big conferences, but personal conferences where we'll be sharing our network, you know, business strategies, a lot of different things with these personal conferences. So that's what you'll get with University of U.
Awesome.
What else we got? We got the book coming up. I'm writing a book right now, so
congratulations.
That'll be released at the next Unstuck event. So thank you for the support. Thank you for the love. The book is coming February next year.
I'm definitely copping a copy.
Please. We got the Unstuck Audio School that's coming out. It's already out. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, Apple Music. All you got to do is type in Lee Jr., Unstuck Audio Score. So my audio score is out. We got the after school programs. We all in the school system. We talking at Springbrook High School tomorrow. Like, we got so much going on. We gonna end the fourth quarter with
a
bang.
Stay busy.
Like,
I'm about to say, stay busy, Lee. Stay busy, man.
Yeah.
Definitely. And yeah, also, we got a tweet. You gotta repeat that number. You went too fast for the people. They couldn't catch that when you said 202-838-6675.
Once again, that's 202-838-6675. And make sure you text UOU to that number and hashtag Revive.
Hashtag Revive, definitely, man. And Lee, how can they follow you? How can they find your Facebook, your Twitter, Instagram, your website, and everything like that?
Yes, everything is The Product. So the website is theproduct.net. That's two E's, theproduct.net. Twitter is The Product. You can find me on there. Instagram is The Product. And Facebook is actually my actual name, Lee Jr., L-E-E, and Jr. spelled out. And that's where you can find me, Snapchat, D Product. I'm on everything. I got to be on everything moving. So
I'm with you. Stay busy, man. You got to stay hungry. Definitely. I was just talking about that yesterday. Yeah, sure. How can you say you hungry, but then you complain about what you being fed? You know what I'm saying? Man, don't complain, man. Don't ask for it and then be complaining about what's out here to eat. You got to go eat, you know, get what you want. You know what I'm saying?
You got some talking. You. I saw what you posted on Instagram too. You said greatness is a choice. I like that.
It's a choice,
man.
You got
some talking. You, man.
It's in me. I need people like you to help me pull it out. Definitely. So I appreciate you coming and supporting the Revive platform, Lee. Once again, we're going to continue to put your information out there so everyone on our timelines can follow and definitely sign up for that 7-day free trial. I'm on it already. The whole team back here clicking their thumbs, man. We on it. We about to sign up. Make sure you guys tweet that out and hashtag Revive. I appreciate you once again, and let's continue to network and let's build, man. I appreciate you,
man. No other way, man. Anytime y'all need me, let's go. Let's get started. Let's go get it. Let's finish it, baby.
I'm with it, and I thank you once again. And we're actually about to wrap up, and we're gonna play one of your clips that you have in your audio. So we're gonna play one of your clips from the audio you just released, so the people can hear you.
Perfect. Love y'all. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good week.
All right, you too.
And that wraps up another great interview here on Revive with the Product, man. The Product, man. I was really excited to be talking with him. He's from the home team. And everything that he's doing, his movement, his platform, it's just motivation to me. It just speaks to me like, yo, I can go out there and get mine too. I can go out there and growth. I can grow. I can grow every 24 hours that I'm blessed to see. So make sure you guys continue to knock down those doors and take that seat at that table. Don't be scared, man. Do not be scared. Definitely. You know what time it is. Me, your girl, PLC. PSA, I will not be live this Sunday because I'm going to New York Youth Fashion Week this week to do some media coverage in New York. So I'll be in New York. So definitely stay tuned to the timeline on both Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We got Instagram now, you guys, so make sure you guys stay tuned to that. Follow us at Revive_POC. Make sure you guys subscribe to that beautiful newsletter. Also, if you go to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram right now, to sign up for that 7-day free trial, that number right there is on it. Once again, it's 202. I'm sorry, I had to get the number ready. I wasn't ready. It's 202-838-6675. Make sure you guys hashtag Revive so he know what's up, man. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. We're gonna play a clip from Unstuck University, the audio he just dropped. You know what time it is. I'll be back on this Monday on DG Radio. Stay tuned.